On Fire for God. These wonderfully new experiences were quickening my body with joy. My heart was soaring, and my mind was filled with childlike curiosity. Where I once had felt insecure, I felt completely free. I realized my new future would be entirely different because all my hopes and dreams truly depended on the Lord. I was truly alive, and it was a vibrant life beyond all my expectations. On January 25, the Lord talked with me from 3 a.m. until 4 a.m. This time, I had awakened before He arrived on the scene, and while I lay silently in my bed, I anticipated another meeting with my Lord and Savior. The familiar shaking began precisely at 3. By now, I had learned that this meant my Savior would soon be with me. I had learned to sense His presence, and when I turned in the direction where He usually stood, I saw Him. His radiance, His strong voice, His loving presence always transport me into a different world. I'm sure it's the realm of eternity where time and space hold little significance and physical and material things do not matter. It is a realm of the Spirit, so bright and peaceful, a place where life takes on new meaning and purpose. It is a little bit of heaven on earth. The shaking continued for 20 minutes. I began to view it as being like a spiritual transfusion. The power of the Holy Spirit was coursing through every nerve, sinew, muscle, and organ of my body. It was setting me on fire with the power of God. This must have been what the disciples experienced on the day of Pentecost when the Lord baptized them with the Holy Spirit and fire. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, Acts 2:2. When the power of God falls, strangely wonderful things begin to happen in our lives. That night, Jesus spoke to me in His inimitable way.
I am your Lord, my daughter. I want you to hear and remember everything I tell you. When you write it down, use my exact words. You are sleepy, but do not miss any of my words I tell you. I will be visiting you many times in the future because I have important work for you to do. You are the child that I'm going to use to do this work for me. So be prepared.